Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Johnny Gorrell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Blasingame. Batting second. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third. The first baseman, Stan Musial. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Del Ennis. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wally Moon. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hobie Landreth. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bobby Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lindy McDaniel. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Lindy McDaniel. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moon. Banks reaches second base with a double. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame strikes out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gorrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long takes first base on ball four. Thompson moves to second. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell bunts towards the mound. McDaniel fields it and throws to first for the out. Thompson moves to third. Long moves to second. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is walked intentionally. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thompson scores. Long scores. Neiman moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon takes first base on ball four. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Banks fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into right field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Long hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mutual scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Long for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bobby Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lindy McDaniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDaniel hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0-for-1 in the game. Blasingame hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0-for-0 in the game. Gorrell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Neiman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Taylor takes first base on ball four. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-2 in the game. Walls hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-1 in the game. Musial hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Cubs. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ennis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer strikes out. Two outs. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Moon takes first base on ball 4. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0 for 1 in the game. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bobby Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Lindy McDaniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDaniel is 0 for 1 in the game. McDaniel strikes out. One out. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to second. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith scores. Dark moves to second. It's 3-2, Cubs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Musial strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Long hits a line drive into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gorrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Musial settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 0 for 2 in the game. Ennis takes first base on ball 4. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Moon takes first base on ball 4. Dave Hillman now pitching. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0-for-2 in the game. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Taylor strikes out. 2 outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-3 in the game. Walls hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bobby Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Cunningham pinch hits for Lindy McDaniel. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first, with Hillman covering, for the out. Smith moves to second. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Hillman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Muffet now pitching. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-3 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morin moves to third. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morin tags and scores. One out. It's 4-2, Cubs. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Muffet fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark misplays the ball. That's an error on Dark. Gorrell moves to second. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hillman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mutual scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hillman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mutual hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Ennis takes first base on ball 4. Mutual moves to second. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hillman fields it and throws to third for the out. Ennis moves to second. One out. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon is 0 for 0 in the game. With three walks, Moon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ennis scores. Boyer moves to third. It's 4-3, Cubs. Ed Meyer now pitching. Hal Smith pinch hits for Hobie Landreth. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Smith now catching. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Walls strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bobby Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith strikes out. One out. Gene Green pinch hits for Billy Muffet. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green takes first base on ball 4. Dick Schofield pinch runs for Gene Green. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Meyer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gorrell fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and St. Louis Cardinals, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.